Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and remember our Brian Lehrer Show end of year cell phone photo collection. We are inviting you to submit the most interesting photo that is sitting on your phone right now. Whatever is sitting on your phone that's not just your baby pictures, it's just got to be really interesting. Submit it at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. You can also see what others are posting. We're going to keep this collection open until next Tuesday, Christmas Day at noon. You can submit electronically, and then we'll talk about some of the submissions on next Wednesday's show. So it's our Brian Lehrer Show end of year cell phone photo album. We're asking for you to submit the most interesting photo or two that's sitting on your phone right now. Just go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. Well, New York City's attempt to extend the protected bike lane, and we'll explain that term if you don't know it, on Columbus Avenue, that's on the Upper West Side, if you don't know that, failed to gain approval after a marathon meeting of Community Board 7 last week. Supporters outnumbered critics in the room, but the main sticking point of whether the bike lane hurts small businesses led to a tie vote which tables the issue. Kate Hines, reporter and producer with WNYC's TransportationNation.org website, attended the meeting and joins us now. And we want to hear from you. If you live, cycle, or run a business along a street with a protected bike lane anywhere or Columbus Avenue, call us 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Hey, Kate.
Hey, Brian.
So right now, Columbus Avenue from 77th Street to 96th Street currently has a protected bike lane, right?
Yep, it does. It was installed in – began being installed in 2010. It is protected, which means that bikes are segregated from car traffic. There's a floating parking lane. So the bike lane is on the curbside next to the sidewalk. Then there's a row of white painted lines, and then there are parked cars, and then the street traffic begins. So it's really a way to keep bikes out of traffic.
And the city was proposing to extend this protected bike lane basically the length of Columbus Circle, from 59th Street to 110th Street?
Yep. The lane as it exists now is kind of referred to as a bike lane to nowhere. It doesn't connect to any other lanes, protected bike lanes in the city's network. And now that 9th Avenue has a protected bike lane stretching up to 59th Street, the city and the community board were saying this could be a way to get greater connectivity, which is sort of like the holy grail of the New York City bike network, the ability to ride in protected bike lanes almost anywhere you want to go.
And I know that in that proposal, there would be a break in the protected bike lane at the complicated intersection around Lincoln Center, Broadway, and Columbus and 66th Street.
Yeah, and that got a lot of airtime in the meeting last week. People were really concerned about how that would work exactly, because you go from this protected lane into what was called an enhanced shared lane, where cars and bicyclists mix in one lane, and that made people nervous.
So let's take a call from an opponent of this extended protected bike lane on the Upper West Side. George, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Good morning. Been waiting for 2 days to do this. A few things. First of all, Transportation Alternatives is a narrow advocacy organization. It's just like the NRA. They've got one subject, which is more and more and more bicycles and more lanes for riders. And they are very effective at what they've done, but they're starting to create an enormous reaction throughout New York. And I think that's very healthy, because in their advocacy for only having dedicated bicycle lanes, they are ignoring other issues involving the streets. You've had various talkers over various times going into a variety of them, but I'll quickly cover one or two. First of all, closing these lanes and having them segregated means fewer parking spaces. It means more congestion on the streets, certainly for automobiles. It makes it more difficult for pedestrians, particularly older people going across. You have the separate issue on the bicyclist side alone that they are not licensed. Many of them ignore any and all traffic rules to which they are, of course, subject. And you're seeing increased amount of injuries as an occasional driver on the Upper West Side, it's very difficult trying to negotiate those things.
So that's about sort of difficult trying to negotiate things. I know one of the problems is the left turn lanes, right?
Correct. Well, especially on Columbus. But think of this also. You already have bicycle lanes in Riverside Park the entire length of the island. You also have Central Park with bicycle lanes dedicated for bicycles, after all. Mm. And now they've already got Amsterdam Avenue, and they have to have Columbus, too.
George, I'm going to leave it there. You put a lot on the table. Kate?
Well, there is no protected bike lane on Amsterdam Avenue, which is another sticking point in the proposal. You have this lane that runs southbound that's protected on the Upper West Side, but there's no corresponding northbound lane, which the community board actually is interested in. They have asked the DOT for a proposal on a protected lane on Amsterdam, but the DOT isn't ready to do that right now.
The things that George raises, mm-hmm. are they the main issues? Is this the reason that there was a deadlock at the community board and this is not going forward?
The loss of parking spaces is a continual sticking point in bike lanes, and the DOT is very upfront about that. You know, the space on the proposed bike lane would lose something like 61 parking spaces south of 77th Street, and that throws small retailers into a tizzy. They don't like to hear about the loss of parking. And that was a problem in 2010 when they put the lanes in. Businesses were unhappy about losing parking spaces, and the DOT went back basically door to door to a number of different businesses and says, let's work with you. Can we put in a loading zone? Can we do this? Can we do that? And I think a lot of businesses in the bike lane where it exists now, 77th to 96th, feel like a lot of their loading zone needs have been met.
And we have a comment on our page from the executive director of the Columbus Avenue Business Improvement District, Barbara Adler, who says, I'd like to make clear that my board is very much in favor of the protected bike lanes, but the dedicated left turn lanes that they've installed from 96th to 77th have removed all the parking in front of those blocks. The board is opposed to these, except where traffic is heavy, turning left to go through the transverses that connect to the east side. We propose daylighting as a compromise, which removes two parking spaces from the lane closest to the crosswalk and adjacent to the protected lane, which enables pedestrians, bikers, and cars to all see each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even understand that, all of it, but is that a compromise that's on the table that could wind up allowing a protected bike lane the length of Columbus Avenue and removing the opposition of the businesses?
I don't know. The DOT will be back before the community board in January, and we'll see what they come back with. But it doesn't sound to me like there's a lot of room for a compromise in the five-block area of 69th to 65th, that because of the street geometry. But I'm sure that the DOT will come back with something trying to bring more parking spaces back.
And here's Elizabeth just off Columbus Avenue. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello. I live at 105th Street between Columbus Avenue and Central Park West, and I've lived here for 35 years.
Okay.
And my husband commutes to Midtown on his bicycle every day with his helmet, very conscientious. But I am very concerned about the stretch of the extension from 110th South to 104th, which are all extremely small businesses, most only maybe 20 feet of storefronts, lots of immigrant-owned businesses, a very struggling neighborhood. And that stretch, if those shop owners, they get multiple deliveries because there are so many small stores. And then the stretch of Columbus Avenue from 104th to 100th is another completely different environment, which is Douglas, a huge NYCHA project, Douglas Houses. It's like a super block. There is no commercial activity from 104th Street down to 100th Street. It's public housing on both sides.
Right. And how would the protected bike lane make it harder for those stores that were off Columbus Avenue that you're referring to?
No, they're on Columbus Avenue, but there are so many of them, and they get so many deliveries. And there are a number of Latino-owned car services on the block and very small, newly opened restaurants. This area, Manhattan Valley, was drug-infested, abandoned, and it's really struggling economically. And anything that could make business harder for these, they're just teetering on the edge. This is not an established commercial corridor.
And Elizabeth, I'm going to leave it there. And I'm going to get a response Kate, from our first two callers who are opposed to the protected bike lanes, from Mel Wymore, who's with the community board and is a proponent, also looking to run for city council next year, I understand, from the Upper West Side for the seat that Gail Brewer now holds. She'll be term limited out. Mel Wymore, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you, Brian.
So you heard,
to be here.
You heard some of the objections, and I could take calls all day on this. I can tell you from looking at our call board on one side or the other, but you heard some of the objections. Tell us your position.
Of course. I was chair of the board when we installed the Columbus Avenue bike lane. The board voted for it by a good margin. There's huge savings in terms of safety, traffic safety. In the years since the bike lane has gone in, we have a 41% reduction in pedestrian injuries from the bike lane. It has actually increased traffic throughput. And I convened a task force to troubleshoot all of the problems of the businesses along that stretch, one by one, working with the borough president, with the council member, and with the Department of transportation.
So because our time is short,
every business was taken care of.
Because our time is short, can you give specific solutions to some of the problems that were raised by the previous callers?
Yes. I mean, the left turn bays are one of the biggest safety features, and also they create the through traffic. Where one of those was put in, we managed to put in a loading zone on the side street, which was able to serve all of the merchants along that block. And so they now have a dedicated loading zone that they are able to use, and it doesn't detract from their business at all.
I just wanted to throw one more thing out there. The Columbus Avenue bid has reported that south of their bid, I think, stretches from 67th to 82nd Street. They have 100% occupancy, retail occupancy along that stretch.
Yeah.
So
right.
That's something that both the Columbus Avenue bid and the city DOT are very proud of, that it, you know, not that you can easily draw cause and effect, but bike lanes are certainly not hurting businesses south of 82nd
right.
Street.
It's a thriving area, and also the bicycles themselves are businesses, you know, go to these businesses, they're traffic to these businesses. Having the bike lanes go off in the parks actually has these businesses lose the business coming from cyclists, and that's only going to increase over time.
So,
Mel,
what's going to you need one more vote on your community board for this to go forward. What's going to get it for you?
Well, I think one of the biggest things we can talk about is implementing Sunday metered parking along the avenue, which would free up parking on the high business days for the businesses, and then so they would get a net increase in parking. That would help the businesses on the weekends, and it would also allow for those mm-hmm. few parking spaces to be lost in order to create the safety measures that we want to really have on the
Mel Wymore, thank you for checking in with us. And Kate Hines, as we run out of time, Kate Hines from TransportationNation.org. Where does this go in 2013?
You know, that's a good question. The community board, I think, does not feel a huge amount of urgency on this issue because no construction would begin until the middle of next year anyway. I think that this bike lane will ultimately pass. And it's interesting to remember that when the lane was initially proposed in 2010, the 19-block stretch as it exists now, I think it failed at the transportation committee level but wound up passing the full board. So,
all right. Well,
more to come.
More to come on the Columbus Avenue bike lane. Kate Hines, reporter-producer for our TransportationNation.org website. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up, one of the most frequently asked questions for December 2012. What kind of tablet should I buy for Christmas? Stay with us.